Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Just want to give you this small reminder that if you're planning on traveling this summer, to make Hayward one of your destinations and the Northwoods of Wisconsin one of your destinations, there's plenty of things to do here, like we've previously talked about on the show, from different outdoor activities to different places that you'll eat at and different local small businesses that you'll shop at. There's plenty to do and explore here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, so we hope you visit us sometime soon, and if you do, be sure to hit us up on either our Facebook page or our Instagram page at the Northern Nerd, and we'd be happy to maybe give you a little tour of the area and show you around and hang out for a bit. So we appreciate you listening to the show. Now let's get to it. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening here from Berkeyland. Whenever it is that you're listening to the show, appreciate you taking the time to listen to our Berkey Week podcast. I'm going to keep it nice, short, and sweet because I know that there's a lot of you that are busy this week. So whether you're somebody that's skiing in a race or a spectator or volunteering, there's just a lot that goes into Berkey. So I know I want to be respectful of your time here. And today's episode, I just want to share a couple of Berkey memories and also talk about what the Berkey is like from a local's perspective. I know that there were some people that reached out on Instagram with some different questions there. And if you're not already following the Northern Nerd on Instagram, go ahead and do that because I love posting some extra stuff that you may not see on Facebook or things like that, and ask questions and able to answer some of those things as well. So with that being said, let's get into today's podcast. So one of my favorite Berkey memories as a kid was when we had some visitors come to our house. It's always, lodging is always hard to find during Berkey. You have to book it out, I'd say probably close to a year in advance, depending on where it is that you want to stay. And with that being said, there's sometimes where people, different skiers have to look for alternate routes. And back, this was before Airbnb and VRBO, my mom would open up our home to different skiers that wanted to stay there. So most of the time, the skiers that stayed there would just kind of like set up shop in our basement. We had quite a big basement. So there'd be like air mattresses, futons, couch, all that kind of stuff set up in the basement. And that would kind of be like Berkey headquarters for the weekend. And then we were young enough that we just kind of all stayed upstairs in my mom's loft at that time. And it was just a lot of fun. But one of the things, or one of the Berkeys that I remember the most, was right around when I was in fifth or sixth grade. And we had these three elderly Japanese guys stay at our house, and a man from Australia as well. And as many Hayward locals know, my mom is super involved when it comes to community service and volunteering for Hayward's many events. As kids, we tagged along to help with whatever seemed to be happening in town at the time, whether it was Muskie Fest or, Fall Fest, or handing out medals at the end of the Cordelopet finish, or pooper scooping in the Muskie Fest parade. You name it, we have probably helped out at it with my mom. If it happens in Hayward, we probably have helped out at it with my mom and everything over the years. It was something I didn't notice at the time, but working those events, helped foster an appreciation for our community here in the Northwoods. And like I mentioned, lodging is pretty tough to find in during Berkey Week. Whether you're staying here in Hayward or Sealy or Cable, it could even ripple out like 50 plus miles. There was somebody that commented on a Facebook post that I had made that they were feeling like the effects of Berkey all the way in Taylor's Falls, Minnesota. I don't know the exact reach of it, but I know that a lot of places have their rooms filled because of Berkey and because of all the skiers that are coming and their families. In many cases, I know that there's like close to 15,000 skiers, and then plus tack on maybe one or two spectators with that, like our population grows from like 2,500 people to over 30,000 people in just a few days, you know, in a typical year. And I'm hoping, even though that things are going to be a little bit different this year with the Berkey and everything being up at the trailhead and not having that downtown finish, I still hope there's just a lot of people that plan on coming and, you know, taking part of the festivities. And even if they're not skiing, just enjoying and celebrating 50 years of cross-country skiing and having this race here in the Northwoods. I think it's just, we're so blessed to have, like, the best way I can describe it is like a Olympic-like atmosphere in our small town for that time. 25 different countries, 49 different states, Mississippi, get on it, that come and visit during Berkey. So, you know, I really like to look at it like it's Hayward's Super Bowl. If anybody asks me what's Berkey Week like, it's like Hayward's Super Bowl. We're hosting all these different people and, you know, just really trying to make it a fun atmosphere to be around. So going back to the story with the guests that we had at our house. So it was these three elderly Japanese men. I think they were probably, when I say elderly, gosh, I'm trying to think back. They're probably like in their early 60s, mid 60s. So if you're listening to this story and you're like, I'm still young, I believe in you. You are still young, but they were elderly to me at the time. But I just remember them bringing like chocolate and other snacks from Japan for us to try. So my mom had been in communication with one of them that spoke the best English. I know that there were some language barriers with the other two gentlemen, but I was able to play a game of pig in the front yard on our basketball hoop with one of them while the other two waxed their skis on the porch. That was one of my favorite memories. Like, I don't know. Basketball is one of those, you know, it's a worldwide sport, kind of like soccer and things like that. And I just remember him like shooting granny style and just sinking a bunch of different shots. Now, I can't remember who won or lost. I'm not saying that because he just soundly beat me or I beat him at all. I just don't remember who won. But I think more importantly, it was just one of those things where, I don't know, it was just so simple, just playing basketball in the front yard. And then another thing that my younger brother and I remember, and we were just talking about this the other day when he was over to hang out, I remember them hanging their clothes and like tidy whitey underwear on the bookshelves in our basement. And we just thought it was the funniest thing because, you know, I was in fifth or sixth grade and my brother is 4 years behind me. So he was either in first grade or second grade. And that was just like peak adolescent comedy gold to us. We were going down there, I think, to grab some of our clothes from the laundry room, and in our basement, it kind of like splits off, go to the left, goes to the laundry room, go to the right, kind of goes to like the family room or living room. And we just like peeked over there. This was while they weren't there. We just kind of peeked over like, all right, what's their setup like? And yeah, just saw the tidy whities hanging on the bookshelf and we just thought it was hilarious. But all joking aside, having these men stay with us was such a wonderful cultural experience that not many kids from northern Wisconsin would get to experience otherwise. As a family back then, we didn't travel that often, like outside of the Midwest. So it was Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois. That was kind of where we stayed. And so there wasn't like any trips that we would have taken like to a foreign country. So to have different people from other countries come and visit us was something that was amazing and just a rare cultural experience. Again, that probably not many kids got to have, especially living in northern Wisconsin. You know, and so with that being said, I just want to give out some of these reminders because not everybody has been to our area before and not everybody, you know, has family that's going to be with them. A lot of people might just be traveling solo, especially if they're from a foreign country. So what I want you to keep in mind this week are the words patience and kindness. You know, traffic can be overwhelming at times. Lines can get long and city streets can be crowded with familiar and unfamiliar faces. It would be easy for one to explode at a stranger that they'll probably never see again. But amidst these moments of frustration and anger, I want you to think of being patient and kind. You know, breathe. When you get cut off in traffic, that's definitely frustrating. You know, Even I like to consider myself somebody that's pretty patient, but getting cut off in traffic or somebody not using their turn signal and they slam on the brakes and turn, that can be frustrating. We're human, you know, but in those times, instead of like flipping the bird or things like that, let's just pause, take a breath, have some perspective that, you know, maybe a lot of the people that are in town this week may not be familiar with the roads and things like that. Think about when you go on a trip, like you probably want to be treated with kindness. And, you know, I was in the summertime, I was driving in Boston, and that was definitely a time where I was a little bit nervous because I know that like Boston drivers have a reputation of being angry or rather crass. And it actually wasn't too bad, even though those city streets are super narrow. Also, anytime I visit Minnesota, I feel like a lot of people know me because they're always honking their horn at me. I am a terrible city driver and don't envy that one bit. And so, you know, somebody might be experiencing their first time in this country. Like I said, somebody might be searching for family members they got separated from and are unfamiliar with common landmarks. Somebody might be traveling to get their mind off of something they're struggling with at home. Somebody might just be cold. Everybody has something that they're going through. And that's not just for Berkey. That's, you know, for all the time. Everybody has something that they're going through. So if we can practice patience and kindness, that goes a long way with how we treat others and what kind of mark we want to leave on the world. So whatever the case may be, just please choose patience and kindness this Berkey week. And I thank you in advance for that. Kind of just to wrap up the show, I know I want to be, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I want to be respectful of your time. Right now, I just wanted to go through some questions that some people sent in on in regards to a local's perspective for Berkey. So here's one right here. Somebody sent me one. Do you have snow? Well, they have enough artificial snow at the trailhead to make this thing happen. I know it's supposed to be a little bit warmer here. I'm recording this on a Wednesday, so it's supposed to be warm today for the open track. First open track events is supposed to get up to, I think, to 46 degrees. And then Thursday, the day I'm skiing my Cordalopet, it's supposed to be in the 40s again. And then Friday is supposed to cool down and kind of be a little bit windy. And then I think Saturday is supposed to be in the 30s and Sunday it's supposed to be in the 30s again. So I'm hoping the trail holds up. I know that's a lot of people skiing on artificial snow, but I know that the Berkey is going to do a great job and make the most of whatever we got. And that's your weather report here from the Northwoods. So the next question is, are you ready? As a spectator, I'm always ready, you know, always ready to take it in and just kind of whoop up our town and everything and just enjoy the festivities. As a skier, you know, I'm not as ready as I'd like to think so, but it's hard to say. You know, this year was a year where I was only able to get out like 7 or 8 times skiing. And after my first Cordalopet, where I didn't really know how to train or what to train for, because it was my first ever ski race and also kind of my first time really getting into skiing. I didn't really know what to expect as far as how to get my body in shape for that kind of event. I also did not ski like Mosquito Brook all the way to like close to Lake Hayward. And that was a mistake because I experienced Bee Hill for the first time during the race. And my God, was that a surprise. Just look up and everyone's going vertically. And you're like, I really hope this is the mythical beast Bee Hill that they've been talking about. Just an experience unlike any other. So this year I was really planning on trying to get into tip-top shape in my regards, but you know, I was able to still bike at home, so I was thankful for that. So I wasn't just an absolute couch potato this whole time, just haven't been able to get out and ski as often as I'd like to. But last week I skied roughly like a 8K on Thursday and felt pretty good about that. So I feel like, especially with this year's course being cut down to a 20K for the Cordy, I feel like I should be able to do that. Man, this would have really been the year for it to do the Berkey if it's cut down to 30K. But, you know, hindsight's 2020. So to answer the question, you know, I'm kind of just finding comfort in being everyone kind of being in the same boat. There's not that much snow throughout the United States right now. And so I think everybody's going to kind of come in with minimal time on skis. Hopefully they've been, again, able to stay in shape, whether that's biking or running. I hate running, so I'm not going to do that running. But hopefully they've been able to find ways to stay in shape and are just safe out on the trails, I think is the biggest thing. But I'm definitely like feeding off the energy of having the World Cup last weekend in Minneapolis. That was super awesome to watch, and just the energy that those people brought there. I'd much rather see that than see the skull chant. I did not see one skull chant going on the broadcast, so I'm happy for that. But you know, the atmosphere was just pretty amazing that they had there, and how people were being able to see the skiers come by more than one time and just kind of tuck themselves into pockets and watch all that go down was something that was pretty amazing. So, you know, having everything take place at the Berkey Trailhead, it sounds like we're going to be able to see people. Well, because it's loops, you'll definitely see people more than one time. And so that's something that's pretty exciting, especially when it comes to those elite skiers that are skiing on Saturday. One more question. Well, as a local, do you fear the dreaded elevator shaft? And that's a 1,000% yes. The elevator shaft, for those of you not familiar, it's something that was part of like the World Cup race at the Berkey Trailhead. And we had to ski that during the night race that happened about 3 weeks ago. And skiing that in the daytime is scary enough. Skiing that in the nighttime was also terrifying, really not knowing what was waiting for me there, because it was kind of like at the top, you just pretty much go straight down. That's why they call it the elevator shaft. You're at the top of this hill, and then you go straight down. And at the bottom of it, and this is at no fault of anyone really, but it was just, you know, kind of mashed potatoes. It was a little bit warmer of a night. And yeah, that was scary. So I'm glad that they ruled that out for us. You know, just casual skiers. I think the elite skiers still have to do the elevator shaft, but they're used to those conditions and the like there. So yeah, that's about all I got here from the Northern Nerd headquarters. Just hope you have a great time up here this Berkey week. You know, make sure you stop in a Hayward as well. I know that everything's kind of up in cable, which is awesome, but also make sure that you're supporting those local businesses. I know that on Thursday, so depending on when you listen to the show, I know on Thursday that they're doing the Giant Ski downtown, also doing the Barn & Berkey. Now the Giant Ski will be modified. It's going to be like three different stages, kind of like a relay race that you might see at your primary school field day. That's the best way I can describe it. But also, I know that Anglers is still kind of having their stuff out on the patio. I don't think they're closing Main Street down on Saturday at all, but I know that they're still going to be doing different brats and Bloody Marys and those kind of specials there at Anglers. And also, the Moccasin Bar is doing some live music outside. It sounds like in a party tent and everything like that. And I know the new owner there, Keith Hines, pretty well, just from playing baseball with the Hawks and spending time with him. And yeah, he's doing a great job so far with the Mock and bringing different things to life there as well. So whether you go to those two spots or somewhere else in Hayward, just hope you continue to support those local businesses. Know that it's been a hard year for everybody. So just continue to spend your dollars locally and know that that goes a long way and it's definitely appreciated. And with that being said, have a great rest of your Berkey week. I'll see you around either on the trails or around town. Take care. Be safe.
Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.